The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcoming Simon Constable, writing for The Wall Street Journal, Barron's, and other distinguished publications in Occitane in the south of France. However, the keen news out of the United Kingdom, where Simon used to live before he became half a Frenchman, is exciting, and I want Simon's comment. Jeremy Hunt, reports Bloomberg, Jeremy Hunt, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, quote, will cut national insurance contributions and make a business investment tax relief permanent. In the autumn statement, with the Conservatives trailing in the polls, the Chancellor is seeking to strike a balance between cutting taxes and keeping a lid on inflation. Simon, the Tories are cutting taxes. I wonder why. Will this work? Do you regret leaving the very high tax rates of the United Kingdom for the equally very high tax rates of France? Are you ready to return? Good day to you, Simon.
Good day to you, John. Maybe I'd love the lower taxes in the UK, especially after these tax cuts. So basically, the national insurance is the same as FICA for everyone in the US. But I actually like the weather here and the way of life. But this is a very clear attempt to basically bribe the voters in the forthcoming election, which will be next year in the UK, to try and claw back some votes. I don't know whether it will work or not. Probably not. But certainly people vote with their pocketbook. So, hey, it has a good chance of doing that. Certainly lower taxes, which will be 2 percentage points for many people off their national insurance amount, is really a big payout. And that could easily be £500, call that $650 a year extra in the bank. And that's not a bad thing.
The Bloomberg adds the Tories could prevent Labour from winning a parliamentary majority at the next election if they can claw back just 6 points. 6 points in the polls. Simon, they're practicing magical thinking since you left home. They need you, Simon. 6 points in the polls. Now, Rishi Sunak is the prime minister, and he is leading a conservative majority that has been in place for 13 years. Labour, on the other hand, represents the unknown, led by Keir Starmer. At this point, all the smart set that I read in your former home country believe that Labour cannot lose. Do you have an opinion?
I think Labour could lose. That is my opinion. But I think it's unlikely that the thing that Labour has going on that has the potential to make them lose is their lack of cohesion at the moment. There is a lot of inward division within the Labour Party. And we've seen that over the years, and it just keeps breaking down. And we saw that with members of the shadow cabinet, which are basically the government in waiting, that they seem to want to resign after Keir Starmer's position on what Gaza and Hamas should do versus Israel. And that certainly is something that could divide people across the country as well. If they don't look like they're together, no one wants a government that's in chaos again. And I admit that basically the Conservative Party has been in chaos. And the thing is, will Labour be looking like it's in more chaos than the Conservative Party? And I think there is a possibility of that. I don't know if it's a probability. So, yes, it's possible. Who knows, though? We'll see.
We leave your former home and come to France. How's the weather, Simon, in paradise?
Well, it is. It's a little chillier than it was. So it's now 54 degrees as a high today, which is 54 degrees Fahrenheit. It opened up in the morning at 40, which is a little bit chilly. It's going to get a bit colder, but that's okay. I'll take that for this time of the year. It is late November. And, you know, you get what you get.
Simon, we go to the fact that it's Thanksgiving here, not in France, not in the United Kingdom, but Thanksgiving in America, which I observe from comments by people who've moved here later in life, are either married to Americans or they're visiting, find Thanksgiving an unusual holiday, unlike anything else in America, because it's not based on a religious holiday. It's a four-day, sometimes five-day weekend, and the roads and the airports and the trains are packed. There's no room. There are no seats for days. And everybody goes home whether they want to or not and celebrate whether they want to or not, eat too much turkey, and look for a football game. Now, all of that is true. We now have, however, your help at the Wall Street Journal because you have written a quiz that I failed. What is the quiz, Simon?
It's a quiz on online shopping fraud. Basically, it's a quiz meant to educate people about what are the most likely problems that you're going to come across when you go online to buy something. And there are lots of landmines here, lots of ways to get scammed.
Yes, there are 10 questions.
We've got 10 questions.
They're really hard, Simon. I failed the first five and quit. Now, contributing to this is that I did not read your title and subhead carefully. This is online shopping scams. This is not phishing. But in any event, these are shocking facts. I'll ask, everybody can play this game. This is online scams, e-commerce scams. Which of the following age groups is most susceptible to online fraud? Immediately, I would have picked mine, 60 to 79, because we can't remember what we just did. And drum roll, please. What is the real answer, Simon?
It's the 30 to 39 demographic. And that was 135 frauds or fraud reports per 100,000 of the age group in the year through September. And this is from the Federal Trade Commission. That's where we're getting the data from. And no other group had that high an amount, which is really quite shocking. The top source of fraud was shopping online, and the most common payment method was using a credit card. So you'd think that would actually capture a lot of people. And the reason that this is interesting is that demographic is a demographic that tends to be making a new household, maybe getting married or partnering up with somebody and having kids, and then buying a lot of stuff, including online. So you get more frauds when people buy more.
But
online.
Simon, they're the smartest. They're the best educated. They're digital masters, 30 to 30. This is the millennials. And they
absolutely.
They've grown
absolutely
up with
it
them.
Is.
They all got their clamshell cell phones when they were 4 years old, and they got their iPhones when they were 13. They're masters of the universe, and they can be fooled. Amazing.
Who knew? Yes, it is very interesting, isn't it?
Let's go to the next question. Who pays for online credit card fraud? I totally failed this. All right, here are your choices. The consumer on the credit card, the bank that issued the credit card, the merchants that processed the transaction, the swindler who misused the card, that was my guess, the party that used the less secure technology to process the transaction. Drum roll. And the answer is, Simon?
Well, I'm going to quote an advisory firm, Merchant Cost Consulting. It says, the liability almost always comes down to which party used less secure technology to process the transaction. And that's quite often the merchant. So if you go to Macy's and it's a fraud, then Macy's will be the one that picks it up, but it could also be the bank, depending on who's done the poorer job of checking out whether it's a legitimate use of the card. But yes, it is quite shocking, Matt, but very rarely is it the consumer.
All right, the third question. I got this wrong too. And even though I played some games of eliminating the impossible, how much money is expected to be lost globally through online e-commerce fraud? Remember, this is a fake website you're going on to buy something. The first answer was 480 million. I knew that was too low. And the last answer was 4.8 trillion. That seemed a tad high, Simon. So that left me.
Yes, that's it. That is a tad high. Yes.
That left me 4.8 billion, 48 billion, 480 billion. So I picked 4.8. I was wrong. What's the real number?
48 billion. It's a lot of money.
That's impressive. A 48 billion here, a 48 billion there. You're adding up money. And that happens all the time in a year. All right. Next question. And this is particular about where you live. Which global region suffers the largest amount of online fraud? Europe. That was my guess. North America, Latin America, Asia Pacific. And the last one I knew not to pick, Antarctica. Okay. And the drum roll, please. I picked Europe.
You picked Europe, and a bit of a clue here. It wasn't Antarctica, because I don't think there's many permanent people there doing online shopping. It was North America. It was really quite staggering, but that includes Canada as well as the U.S. It's 42% of global online shopping, and it suffers the largest amount of fraud.
This is the Wall Street Journal telling us that all the smart people reading the Wall Street Journal are the suckers who fall for this.
Yes, absolutely. That is. And we got this from part of the MasterCard business. They have a thing called Ekata, which is a processing division of it, and it looks at where the frauds come through. But it is quite a staggering number. This is also reflective of how rich America is.
Right.
And that is something we forget. You know, these things happen in places where people are rich. If you go to North Korea, you will not find much online fraud, I believe.
I recommend Simon's quiz. You can fail it too. How much do you know about online shopping scams? Simon Constable in the south of France. Happy Thanksgiving, Simon.
Happy Thanksgiving, John, to you and your family.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why My Lowe's Rewards members get a free paint or exterior stain sample to test your look and find the perfect color to confidently refresh your space. Lowe's, we help, you save. Offer valid in-store only 6/19 through 6/25. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See associate for details. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.